Good morning. Though the Old Testament abounds with a galaxy of types, shadows, and figures of things that were to come, there is none that is more clear and complete than that of the Paschal Lamb and the Passover observance. This type, mounted on the backdrop of Israel's deliverance from Egyptian bondage and servitude, clearly portrays the sacrificial offering of our Lord in detail. Each part of the observance, which memorialized the passing over the angel of death, and the saving of the firstborn, foreshadows the greatest drama ever enacted before men, when our Lord was offered for the sins of the world. The blood of animals flowed as an ever-widening stream from the altars of Israel, but carried little meaning, or evaluation of worth, until that which was typified was revealed. But true meaning was attached when John saw the Son of God approaching, and exclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." John 1:29. In this same way, the killing of the Passover lamb, the application of its blood, and the memorial feast was only a shadow and without substance until Jesus Christ gave it true meaning. But how forcefully the antitype is shown when Paul wrote, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." 1 Corinthians 5:7-8. The sacrifice of our Lord and the memorial supper he left places a halo of glory over Israel's Passover, which they were not able to really appreciate. Much of our study this morning will be centered in the types and shadows listed in Exodus chapter 12, and Christ, our Savior, will be clearly revealed. The designated lamb for Israel was to be a male of the first year. Verse 5. As a yearling, the lamb represented neither infancy nor old age. Rather, he represented strength and vitality. He fittingly represented the strength of manhood in which our Savior died for us. The meekness and innocence of the lamb typified the willingness of one who died for us, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2:21-22. The lamb did not die for itself, but for others. Even so was our Passover offered for us. For he hath been made to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Even in prophecy it was revealed that Christ, as a lamb, would be slain for his people. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. How fittingly our Savior was typified by a lamb. The lamb offered by Israel was one chosen by the Father. Exodus 12:3-4. The Father made the selection for his house, and this foreshadowed the choice of our Heavenly Father choosing the lamb which would die for his spiritual house. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John 3:16. This choice was revealed, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Romans 8:3. This one, Son of God, John 3:34, gives the fullest meaning to the Paschal Lamb chosen by Israel. The Paschal Lamb had to be chosen on the 10th day of the month, but was not to be offered until the 14th day. This allowed ample time for inspection, for it was to be a lamb without blemish. Exodus 12:5-6. The God of Israel would not accept any imperfections in this offering. The blind, lame, and sick were not acceptable then, nor later. Malachi 1:8. God wanted only the best, and for this was to typify his Son. The Father would be careful to select an offering without spot, scar, or other blemish, for lives were at stake. Jesus Christ epitomized the perfection which God desired. He was chosen of the Father and was on inspection before he was crucified. For he appeared in Jerusalem before all the people 4 days before he was crucified. After being on trial before a mob that sought to kill him, Pilate said, "You have brought this man unto me, as one that perverteth the people. And, behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof you accuse him." Luke 23:14. He stood before them as a sinless Savior who had done no sin. Thus Peter could write, "Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." 1 Peter 1:18-19. In every detail, Jesus Christ was the perfect offering as our Passover. Specific directions was given as to the killing of the Passover lamb. The lamb was to be killed before all the people, the congregation, in the evening, and was then to be eaten. Exodus 12, verse 6. But a lamb was to be killed for one house only, and no bones were to be broken. Exodus 12, 46. The safety and refuge promised by the Lord was for the house served by this slain lamb. Each family had a Passover lamb, and if the family was too small or too poor, two families could join in the one house chosen. Exodus 12, verse 4. It is striking in fulfillment that Jesus Christ was crucified in accordance with each type and shadow shown. He was placed on the cross at the third hour, the time of the morning sacrifice, Mark 15, 25, and died at the ninth hour, the time of the evening sacrifice, Mark 15, 34 through 37. Even as the Paschal lamb was roasted on cross sticks so that no bones were broken, Jesus Christ was placed on the cross to be crucified for us. The soldiers broke the legs of the two thieves, but they found Jesus had died and broke not his legs, fulfilling the prophecy, "A bone of him shall not be broken," John 19:36 and Psalm 34, verse 20. The directive concerning the bones of the Paschal lamb, Exodus 12:46, was fulfilled in detail. For even Christ our Passover sacrificed for us, and his bones were left intact, not a bone was broken. One of the most interesting and intriguing facets of this type and shadow is to be found in the study of the blood. God directed Israel, "And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it." Exodus 12, verse 7. The Lord also assigned the reason for this blood. "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Exodus 12:13. This they followed faithfully. And centuries later it was written, "Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them." Hebrews 11:28. With the blood applied to either side and on the lintel of the door, they passed through the blood in entering the house of safety. But they had to remain in the house sealed with blood. "And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of this house until the morning." Exodus 12:22. With the blood properly applied, and them within, they were redeemed by the blood. As the blood of the Passover lamb protected the house and those within, so the blood of Christ has been applied to his house, the church. "Take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood." Acts 20:28. Christ's blood was shed to assure safety and refuge in his house. When the blood is applied, our sins are washed away. That is the blood that purchased the church. Paul wrote of the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. It is the house which Jesus sealed with his blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, Colossians 1:14. Peter states that we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, 1 Peter 1:19. And this is far more precious than Israel ever dreamed. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin, 1 John 1:7. The superiority of the blood of Christ over that which was offered at the Passover is shown by the Hebrew writer. "But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of bulls and goats, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Chapter 9, verse 11 and 12 and verse 14. How much more effective is the blood of Christ than the blood offered by Israel at the Passover? One of the pertinent activities of the Passover observance was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. In instituting this supper, the Lord instructed them, "7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread." Exodus 12:15. Amplification of this is then given. and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even, verses 17 through 18. That first Passover supper was to be eaten with haste, with all preparation having been made for a ready departure from Egypt, Exodus 12:8-11. Each was to eat the Passover in the house that had been sanctified with the blood, where they had safety and refuge. This was strictly commanded. In one house shall be eaten, and thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall you break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. Verses 46-47. The lasting memorial was to be perpetuated by an observance each year, in the month of Nisan, the 14th of the 21st day. It was never to cease while Israel lasted as God's nation. There are many parallels that could be drawn with the observance of the Lord's Supper. It is to be eaten by those who have come into His house that is protected by His blood. Those who partake are also to remember that which is memorialized by this supper of the Lord. 2. They partake of it as pilgrims also, knowing they are passing through on a journey to the land of promise. The Passover observance was a memorial to an event that had taken place, and they looked back to it in eating, Exodus 12:17. But the Lord's Supper is four-dimensional. In observing, we look backward. This do in remembrance of me, Luke 22:19. We also look within. Let a man examine himself, 1 Corinthians 11:28. He looks without, and he looks ahead. You do show the Lord's death till he come, 1 Corinthians 11:26. As Israel remembered the blood of the Paschal Lamb that spared them death, so we remember the blood of our Paschal Lamb that has spared us eternal death. We must forever remember the death of one who shed his blood for us. For the law of the Spirit of life is in Christ Jesus, hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, verse 2. Israel knew no such blessing through their sacrifices, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Hebrews 10:1-4. Friends, what a beautiful picture of Israel's Paschal Lamb and our Lamb, Jesus Christ. His blood is waiting for you today, to be placed so you can be saved from spiritual death. His blood can be applied through baptism into His death, Romans 6:3-4. If there's any way we can help you, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.